Why not, Galu? Look, they are enjoying the peanuts. They fight to get it, you see? It's funny, isn't it?
But I think Galu is right, Sela. If you give them too much peanuts, I'm afraid they will get stomachache.
What did you say, Rani? Monkeys getting stomachache? You'll get it, not the monkeys.
Enhance your horizon through learning English. Exciting to open the window of the world. Wanna conquer the world? Well, let us learn English in a very, very exciting way.
Hi guys, do you want to be the winner of the world? Just grab your change. Don't waste it. Start from now. Let's learn English
in exciting way.
Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, nice to meet you again. Is everything okay with you? I hope all of you are in a good condition so that you can join this program well. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, on this nice occasion, we will talk about announcement. You know announcement, don't you? Let me repeat it. Our topic today is announcement, entitled Attention, Please. Nah, kalian baru saja mendengar penggalan dialog. Dapatkah kalian memahami dialog tadi? Untuk mengetahui pemahaman kalian, jawablah pertanyaan berikut. The first question is, where did the dialogue happen? And the second is, what were they doing? Have you got the answers? The first question, where did the dialogue happen? In the zoo. That's great. The dialogue happened in a zoo. What about the second? What were they doing? They were feeding the monkeys. Great. You know the answers. Sobat Pintar Kreatif will continue listening to the dialogue. Before that, please prepare your student worksheet and study task 2. On this activity, you have to answer the questions based on the dialogue you are going to hear. And here are the questions. Question number 1. What did you just hear? Question number 2. What is the announcement about? Question number 3. Where was the girl missing? Are you ready? Okay, please listen carefully.
Watch out! The monkey is coming closer! Don't worry! It can reach us! There's a border! But I'm afraid it will scratch you!
Calm, please! Believe me, it won't!
Attention, please!
Hi!
Dear
listen! There is an announcement! Who knows? It's
May
for
I
us from
your
our teacher!
Please?
Yeah!
A girl of 5 years old is missing! Her name is Sylvia Ayu Devanti. She's about 95 centimeters tall. She has a round face with curly black hair. She's wearing a green-yellow floral dress. She was around the monkey's cage 10 minutes ago. Her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Hata, are now waiting for her at the announcement counter. Okay, if you see or find her, please contact Mrs. Hata, her mother, on 0815-7897-0076. Or you can take her to the announcement counter by the gate. Thank you for your attention.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, can you answer all of the questions correctly? Let's check the answers together. The first question, what did you just hear? Coba lihat jawaban kalian. See, an announcement. That's great. Bagaimana dengan soal yang kedua? The question, what is the announcement about? D, a missing girl. Yes, that's right. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, kalian tahu artinya a missing girl? Seorang gadis yang hilang. Yes, that's right. Mari kita lanjutkan ke pertanyaan ketiga. Pertanyaannya adalah, where was the girl missing? C. Around the monkey's cage. Very good. Your answer is correct. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, can you answer all of the questions correctly? Well, now you are going to listen to the announcement again and you have to complete the form about the missing person on your student worksheet task 3. Pay attention to the information needed to complete the form. Are you ready? Come on, let's begin.
Hi, listen, there is an announcement. Who knows, it's
May
for us from our teacher.
Please?
Yeah.
A girl of 5 years old is missing. Her name is Sylvia Ayu Devanti. She's about 95 centimeters tall. She has a round face with curly black hair. She's wearing a green-yellow floral dress. She was around the monkey's cage 10 minutes ago. Her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Hata, are now waiting for her at the announcement counter. Okay, if you see or find her, please contact Mrs. Hata, her mother, on 0815-7897-0076. Or you can take her to the announcement counter by the gate. Thank you for your attention.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, can you complete the form with the information needed? All right, let's discuss the answers one by one. Pada baris pertama, tertulis name. Maksudnya, kalian isi dengan nama dari gadis yang hilang tadi. What's her name? Sylvia Ayu Dewanti. S-I-L-V-I-A. A-Y-U. D-E-W-A-N-T-I. Very good. Baris kedua, tertulis age. Maksudnya, kalian isi dengan informasi tentang umur gadis yang hilang tersebut. How old is she? 5 years old. Yes, you are right. Bagaimana dengan informasi berikutnya? Pada baris ketiga, tertulis height. Informasi apa yang harus kalian tulis? Kalian harus menulis informasi tentang tinggi badan si anak yang hilang tersebut. Ya, benar. How tall is she? 95 centimeters tall. That's great. Sobat pintar kreatif, sampai pada baris ketiga, apakah kalian dapat mengisi formulir kalian dengan benar? Baiklah, coba kalian dengarkan kembali penggalan dari pengumuman tadi.
Attention please, dear Gembira Loka Zoo visitors. May I have your attention please? A girl of 5 years old is missing. Her name is Sylvia Ayu Devanti. She's about 95 centimeters tall.
Sobat pintar kreatif, it's clearer now, right? Okay, let's continue to discuss the next information. Pada baris berikutnya tertulis specific appearance. Artinya, kalian harus menuliskan ciri-ciri khusus gadis tersebut. Tinggi atau pendek, gemuk atau kurus, cantik atau tidak, baju apa yang dipakainya, dan sebagainya. Jadi, apa yang seharusnya kalian tulis pada baris tersebut? On that line, you should write what the girl looks like and what the girl is wearing. Does anyone want to answer? What did you write in the column? A round face, curly hair, a green-yellow floral dress. That's it. Can you complete your form correctly? Bagaimana, Sobat Pintar Kreatif? Do you want to check it? Okay, let's check it.
Attention, please. Dear Gembira Loka Zoo visitors, may I have your attention, please? A girl of 5 years old is missing. Her name is Sylvia Ayu Devanti. She's about 95 centimeters tall. She has a round face with curly black hair. She's wearing a green-yellow floral dress.
Bagaimana, Sobat Pintar Kreatif? Benar kan? She has a round face with curly black hair. She's wearing a green-yellow floral dress. Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, what is the next information that is needed? Pada baris berikutnya tertulis lesson. Artinya, kalian memerlukan informasi di mana gadis tersebut terakhir kali terlihat. Where was the girl missing? Where was she in the last minutes? Anyone wants to try? Around the monkey's cage. That's great. Do you want to check it? Okay, let's do it.
Attention, please. Dear Gembira Loka Zoo visitors, may I have your attention, please? A girl of 5 years old is missing. Her name is Sylvia Ayu Devanti. She's about 95 centimeters tall. She has a round face with curly black hair. She's wearing a green-yellow floral dress. She was around the monkey's cage 10 minutes ago.
Sobat pintar kreatif, the girl was around the monkey's cage. That's true, right? Did all of you write the same thing? Selanjutnya, dua informasi terakhir yang kalian perlukan adalah contact person dan phone number. Jadi, kalian harus tulis pada berikutnya siapa yang harus dihubungi dan berapa nomor teleponnya. Who must be contacted? Have you got the information? Mrs. Hatta, her mother. That's true. We can contact Mrs. Hatta, her mother. What is the phone number? 08-15-78-97-0076. Yes, you are right. Apakah masih ada di antara kalian yang salah menjawab? Atau mungkin masih ragu? Baiklah, mari kita dengarkan lagi. Are you ready? Listen carefully.
Attention, please. Dear Gembira Loka Zoo visitors, May I have your attention, please? A girl of 5 years old is missing. Her name is Sylvia Ayu Devanti. She's about 95 centimeters tall. She has a round face with curly black hair. She's wearing a green-yellow floral dress. She was around the monkey's cage 10 minutes ago. Her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Hatta, are now waiting for her at the announcement counter. Okay, if you see or find her, please contact Mrs. Hatta, her mother, on 0815-7897-0076. Or you can take her to the announcement counter by the gate. Thank you for your attention.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, you have got all the information about the missing person. Now, let's discuss the text we are studying. What do you think? What kind of text you just listened to? Jenis teks apa yang kalian dengar? Announcement, that's great. Kita belajar tentang announcement. What do you say announcement in bahasa Indonesia? Pengumuman, that's right. Jika kalian membaca atau mendengarkan pengumuman atau announcement, informasi apa yang kalian peroleh? What information do you get? Tentu, informasi tentang isi pengumuman. You got the content of the announcement. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, saya ulang lagi, informasi yang kalian peroleh dari pengumuman adalah isi pengumuman atau the content of the announcement. Then, what is the content of an announcement? Apa isi pengumuman? Of course, they are varied in the content of the announcement. Isi pengumuman dapat bermacam-macam. Misalnya, pengumuman tentang orang atau barang hilang, missing thing or missing person. Orang yang dicari polisi atau wanted person. Pemberitahuan pindah alamat atau moving address. Pemberitahuan pembatalan suatu kegiatan atau canceling an activity. Peringatan akan seseorang atau sesuatu yang membahayakan orang lain atau warning. Pada intinya, isi pengumuman dapat dibedakan menjadi dua. The content of an announcement can be divided into two. Do you know what? The first is giving information. Pengumuman yang hanya bersifat memberi informasi. And the second is giving warning. Jenis yang kedua adalah isi pengumuman yang bersifat memberi peringatan. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, setelah kita tahu seperti apa isi sebuah pengumuman, kira-kira informasi apa lagi yang kalian peroleh dari sebuah pengumuman? What other information can you get from an announcement? Does anybody know the answer? No? Nobody? Okay, of course, you will get the information about who writes the announcement or who is responsible for the announcement. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, coba kalian jawab pertanyaan tadi. Siapa yang menulis atau bertanggung jawab atas sebuah pengumuman? Does anyone want to answer my question? Who writes and who is responsible for the announcement? Untuk pertanyaan siapa yang membuat atau bertanggung jawab atas pengumuman, jawabnya ada dua pula. Listen. First, it can be someone personally. Pertama, seseorang yang bersifat pribadi. Contoh pada pengumuman yang kalian dengar tadi. penanggung jawab atau pengirim adalah orang tua dari anak yang hilang tersebut, yaitu Mr. dan Mrs. Hatta. Kalian masih ingat? And the second one is an institution or organization. Kedua, sebuah lembaga atau sebuah organisasi. Misalnya, pengumuman yang dikeluarkan oleh pemerintah, sekolah, kepolisian, atau lembaga yang lain. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, selain isi dan siapa yang bertanggung jawab atas pengumuman tersebut, apakah masih ada informasi lain dalam pengumuman? Is there still any other information? Sure, there is. Of course, you will find the information about who is the announcement for. Untuk siapa pengumuman tersebut? What do you think? Who is the announcement for? Jawabannya ada dua. What are they? Pengumuman ditujukan pada orang banyak atau khalayak umum atau people. However, people here are divided into two. There are people in common and certain people. Can you understand what I mean? Okay, let's discuss them one by one. People in common mean any people. Siapa saja, tidak menunjuk orang tertentu. Say, for example, an announcement about a wanted person or a criminal is addressed to anyone who reads, knows, or hears about it. Meanwhile, certain people are the people from a certain area or field. Orang-orang yang berasal dari kalangan tertentu. The example is very clear. The announcement about the missing girl you just heard is one of the examples. Can you understand now? Sobat Pintar Kreatif, I think you know it much better now. The next thing you have to know, should we write or say who the announcement is for? Haruskah kita tulis atau kita sebutkan untuk siapa pengumuman itu? The answer can be yes, can be no. If the announcement is for limited people, of course, you have to write down who the announcement is for. But if it is for any people, you don't need to. Jika pengumuman ditujukan untuk orang-orang tertentu, tentu saja kalian harus tulis untuk siapa pengumuman tersebut. Contoh, pada pengumuman yang kalian dengar tadi disebutkan sebagai berikut. Attention, please. Dear Gembira Loka Zoo visitors. Jelas, pengumuman tersebut ditujukan untuk para pengunjung kebun binatang Gembira Loka. Apabila pengumuman ditujukan untuk khalayak umum, tidak perlu disebutkan, karena maksudnya sudah jelas untuk siapa saja. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, so far we have talked much about the short functional text in the form of announcement. To make you learn the text more easily, let's infer together. Announcement, atau disebut pengumuman, adalah salah satu bentuk dari teks fungsional pendek. Struktur teksnya adalah, pertama, untuk siapa pengumuman tersebut? Who the announcement is for? Kedua, isi atau content dari pengumuman. Ketiga, siapa pembuatnya? Atau siapa yang bertanggung jawab atas pengumuman tersebut? Who writes the announcement or who is responsible for the announcement? Bagaimana Sobat Pintar Kreatif? It's simple, right?
Well, at the end of this program, do task 4.
Don't forget to consult your teacher if you find any problems or difficulties. Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, this is the end of our program today. Hopefully, what we have learned can make you much smarter. Thank you very much and see you later. Bye. Demikian tadi media audio pendidikan kreatif yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta Pustekom Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa. Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.